Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on GST collection surge signals strong economic momentum. The participants are Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor.
As we all know, we have been celebrating the GST Bachat Utsav. In fact, in the month gone by, that's in October 2025, GST collections rose to 1.96 lakh crore, about 4.6% higher than the same period last year. Interestingly, this increase came at a time when GST rate cuts have been implemented. The government's new two-tier structure with rates of 5% and 18% now cover more than 375 items. Despite lower rates, the rise in revenue is a positive indicator for consumption, compliance and overall economic activity. To discuss this further, we have with us economic analyst Shubhamoy Bhattacharji. Shubhamoy, welcome to the studios of Akashwani.
I'm happy to be here.
Shubhamoy, as I've just said at the outset, we are here today to take a deep dive into the enhanced GST collections. In your view, what factors might have contributed to higher GST collections even after the rate cut?
That's something that has been a very pleasant surprise for us, or rather one should say it wasn't all that a surprise. The reason for that is that this is the same premise on which the finance minister, Ms. Nirmala Sitharaman, had predicated the tax cuts. What she had said is that we are cutting the rates. The GST Council decided to lower the rates to 5% and 18% from the earlier 4-4-tiers structure. And the reason for that was that economics usually says that if tax rates are cut, that doesn't lead to lower receipts for the government. Instead, when tax rates are cut, it actually leads to higher receipts and often very substantially higher receipts. And why does it happen? At one level is, of course, the fact that those who may not have been particularly keen to pay taxes, they sort of drop their opposition. So, for instance, if a tax rate was 18%, the effort that one made would become much less useful if the tax rate becomes 5%, which has happened now. So, therefore, the person says, okay, fine, I mean, why should I, you know, get into that much of an effort and instead I'll pay off the tax. So that's one basket of people. But the larger basket of people is those who are willing to buy commodities but have not been able to buy the commodities because of the price, which included a steep GST. And this is the larger segment whose buying behavior has pushed the GST to what I should say heartening receipt of 1.96 trillion in the month of October. So that means that these are the consumers who are saying that I could have bought, say, an extra packet of biscuit, packet of milk, extra piece, a yard of cloth, but I'm not able to do so because of the price. And now when the prices have substantially come down, they are happy to reward the government, or rather themselves, with the extra purchases. And when they do that extra purchase across the country, that leads to a very strong bump up in the level of tax receipts.
Shubhamoy, taking cue from what just you said, you spoke about the buying behavior. So after rate cuts on 375 items, what changes have you observed in consumer behavior or market trends?
Sarabjit, the interesting thing about the October collection is not about the fact that the price, the receipts have risen. What I look at is that this is a rise based on a very initial developments in the market. So to understand this a bit better, when a product reaches the shelf of a shop, it doesn't reach there overnight. It takes several months for the production process to go through, even for as simple a product as, say, fast-moving consumer good, like a packet of chips or anything. For the more complicated things, for more long-lasting things, the time taken is even longer. So this means the producers were actually making their production decisions, buying raw materials in the months of July and August to fulfill production needs in the month of October. For the month of October, they didn't have a clue that there will be a GST rate cut. They would have hoped, but they hadn't a clue that the rate cut is in the offing. Instead, they had made production and they had bought the raw materials from each other at rates which are higher. Now, whether those rates would be getting the input tax credit is a different thing. In fact, most of it will not actually, because these were things that were contracted much higher, much earlier. So all of that has now come to the shelves. So what we are seeing, as I said, is just the initial effect of the cut in the prices of the headline numbers. What we shall see as a GST impact substantially would be in the month of November and especially in December. So that is when the impact of a sustained lowering of tax rates on everything from the inputs down to the logistics cost to the final product, all of those would flow through the system to give a much more robust and impact of the GST change. And so I expect that the numbers that we have seen now are just a precursor of what is going to happen in the subsequent months, which means that I do expect a much more robust performance of the GST collections in the months to come ahead.
Subhamoy, we've just gone by the celebrations, Navratri, Durga Puja, Diwali, Chhat. How would have the festive season sales influenced the overall tax collections?
That's right. So, you know, we do make a lot of the festive season collections and festive season buying as the reasons why this rates why the numbers have gone up. But frankly speaking, it is the impact that is going to come is not just a one-month impact. I mean, if that is so, then we would have expected that, oh, fine, October is over. So in November, then that many number of festival dates. There are lots of festival dates, however, of the families, personal events and others, those would be coming up. And in December, likewise. Now, yes, those festivals do definitely have an impact on the purchases. But purchases for festivals have a certain impact only on certain categories. And they would have impacted the GST for those categories. So the jump would not have been so substantial had these been only festival-induced purchases. What has happened is that the consumers have all around, for their daily necessities, also gone ahead to buy more. And it is this larger purchases which is actually translated into this rise. So, you know, we can have debates and we can have discussions about whether the economy has actually improved or had benefited from certain steps or not. But tax numbers are very clear. They don't work on opinion. They are facts. If a person has bought something, the tax will show. If the person hasn't bought something, the tax numbers will show.
So are you trying to say that the reach of the common man has increased?
Absolutely, substantially. So that's what you can see, that the jump is a clear affirmation of the fact that all round, and when I say all round, I mean in all sorts of products, people have bought much more than what was expected. And this is a phenomenon which, in fact, many of the companies hadn't expected. Why we saw in October, those reports came out in lots of media outlets, that the people not been here, that the companies were caught by surprise at the extent of the demand. And in lots of places, shelves ran empty because they had not factored in the additional demand that would be coming in. And it is now that the companies have made efforts, are shored up their logistics chain, have pushed in extra production, raised up their capacity, which is what is going to impact the GST in the months ahead. Because now is the time when they are realizing that, A, first of all, the rise in demand was much more substantial than they had anticipated, and two, it is continuing, which is what is of changing their behavior too at the production level. So that's quite a substantial change in the performance of the economy.
Okay, you know, talking specifically about goods like air conditioners, TVs, washing machines, there has been a sharp increase in their sales. Do you see this and attribute this primarily to the cut in the GST rates?
There have been two things this year that has happened. One was early this year, the finance minister in the budget for this year announced a sharp revision in income tax. She exempted income up to 12 lakh rupees from income tax. Even for the rates higher, she softened the rates. So that was a very major impact, and that's something that shouldn't be forgotten.
So that acted as the big push.
Absolutely. And along with that, now comes the GST change, which is a very substantial change, which we are now seeing in terms of the tax numbers, which we are discussing today. So overall, the two have made a very significant change in the income that the people have got in terms. So therefore, in terms of the disposable income, their ability to purchase things and their ability to go to the market to demand more goods and services. And that is going to be, therefore, a very substantial impact.
So what I can gather from what you just said, that more purchasing power coupled with the GST cuts have, you know, played the role to hit the consumption levels, to hit the sales levels.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, a very good measure of that, another data that we should look at, is the FII investment in the Indian market. So, you know, what's happened is that in the months of July, August and September, the foreign institutional investors had been withdrawing from the Indian markets. and they had withdrawn quite substantially in October. The data for that has also just come out yesterday. There have been net investors in the Indian market for 14,900 crore. Now, what does that mean? What does a foreign investor do? She or he or that company is basically buying shares of the Indian companies. Now, when they were selling off, that means they were actually selling off from these companies. Why were they selling off? Because they were all fairly certain that the corporate earnings of the companies, that means the companies will not be able to show very impressive growth in sales, which will affect their profit, and overall, therefore, there'll be sluggishness. The fact that they've turned around and are now investing much more in the Indian economy than they are pulling out money shows that the foreign investors believe that the corporate earnings will be, contrary to expectations, much more robust. Now, that is a very significant change in the state of the economy. It means that companies are now going to invest more. Why is the corporate earnings will be higher? Because the corporate earnings will be higher because they are selling more. If they're selling more, then obviously the products that they're selling, they would like to make that production process wider. They would like to deepen the production process. So they would be taking out more credit from the banks. They would be taking out more raw materials from their existing raw material suppliers. And you would find that will also be affecting the employment, because they'll now need to employ more people to be able to keep the larger production process going. So overall, these number of changes clearly are the manifestations of the impact that the GST cut has created. So it is not just a consumer doing it. That is the tip of the iceberg. And that shows what a larger change has happened in the Indian economy through the tax cut. It has actually galvanized the production process from a sense of torpor, which was there for a long time, and which has now led to the clearest, because these are all numbers, these are not estimates, but these are clear numbers which show why investors are more keen now to invest in the Indian economy. So you can see that it's coming over all over the place in terms of the production, in terms of the corporate earnings, in terms of what we'll see. So what I expect is that going ahead, we shall see the impact of all of these in the months of November and December, when we'll be seeing more imports, for instance. So IGST will be rising. We'll be seeing more, IGST is the tax on imports other than interstate movement of goods. We'll be seeing more numbers from the GST itself. So all of these will be affecting us and will therefore show a much more robust set of numbers in the months ahead.
Subhamoy, let's look at this subject a little differently. Along with a significant increase in GST collections, there's also been a sharp rise in refunds. What do these figures indicate about compliance and administrative efficiency?
The refunds, of course, are referred to the income tax. That's the point. There's a large number of people are getting the benefits. There's also been the refunds that GST input tax credit, which is coming along in terms of the benefit to the buyers, and people had been talking about the input tax, they should get the benefit of it quickly. But however, this is one area where we need to do much more work. The direction from the establishment, from the political leadership is very clear. The direction from the superior levels are very clear. We need to show much more robustness at the grassroots level, especially at the state level in the administration of the GST tax business, where there are still lots of things that can be done. And in fact, if those things are done, then we would find much more impact. You know, the small and medium enterprises, especially the shops and others that we talk about, will be much more confident about dealing in GST and keeping their accounts up to date and taking advantage of the new productive tax structure.
Listeners, the October data on GST collections shows that even with tax relief, GST collections remain strong. In the coming months, as the full impact of rate cuts becomes visible, it will become more clear whether stable revenues can be sustained alongside lower rates. Subhamoy, thank you very much for sparing your valuable time and sharing your expert knowledge.
Thank you, Sarvjit.
You were listening to a discussion on GST collections, surge signals, strong economic momentum. The participants were Subhamoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.